ahead and get started. Bingo of the day. Excellent. Thank you, dude. So, okay. So, big news. Obviously, we are deploying the Jeff or GIF or YEF, whatever you feel like calling it. We are going to be deploying it and announcing exactly what target it's going to be is going to be next weekend is probably where things kick off. Obviously, we're going to be in a lot of like prep and meetings and figuring things out during this week. And we just got out of a bunch of those planning sessions. The main thing for you guys to keep in mind is that we know you guys love SAX, and we will be using SAX as one of the main doctrines for this deployment. And it will, we're looking to make sure that there's fun things to do in each time zone. We also are going to have a fun little like a skirmish commander doctrine that, I think you guys will get a kick out of. We're not going to announce that right now because these things are going to have a little bit of tweakings. Like we might change the stack fit a little. I know that there's very little room in the cargo hold, but we are going to be using SAX as one of the main doctrines for this, which we'll kick off next week. So this should be fun. Famous last words. And there is some incipient drama happening across EVE because lots of people are playing the game because Plague. And yeah, so it's time to start a fight. That's what we're going to do. I am not seeing yes using Typhoons on this deployment. Right now, I can confirm that we are going to be using Sacrileges, and beyond that, wait for further instructions. There's going to be like posts and broadcasts and fun stuff as we spin this up. Will Jeff be recruiting for this? Anybody can join Jeff. That's sort of like the entire point of it. Beyond that, really, Mecha Gold just had a meltdown. We were in the middle of the meeting, which is kind of fun. So I guess he's like quitting EVE and not running for CSM again. We're probably going to be mocking him on the meta show. The meta show today is going to be a Fireside style meta show because, you know, we're going to be discussing some of the things that have happened, like the X-Tac 7 fight from a couple weeks ago. But it's going to be like me and Brisk and Jay and Villy shooting the shit. So we'll probably descend into smack talk and mocking this ridiculous Omeka thread. So if people have questions, I mean, that's literally it. Like we have some of the organizations have meetings for after the first sides. So I'm doing a quick one today. We really just have two items. One, Jeff is deploying. Two, like Lala Omeka.
I have a question, Mittens.
What's that?
Do you think that if, you know, Gleeven Goblin or Omeka didn't exist, like, do you think that's like a vacuum that these people, there just has to be one crazy person that has to fill that vacuum?
It's like the law of conservation of autism or something. Like there absolutely has to be some crazy unhinged person who is and you know, there's good autism and there's bad autism. Obviously we're EVE Online players, like we are drawn towards spreadsheets and sort of autistic games, but there is also the bad autism, and we see that in dear old Omeka. Jeff is the Goonfleet Expeditionary Force. So if you're a newbie, good question. I'm glad you asked it, dude. So Jeff is our, hey, we're not formally deploying the Alliance and the Coalition, but we are totally doing it. It's like a SIG and a squad, but with the full command and control of the Imperium behind it. So it's plausibly deniable, but not really. But it's basically an excuse for us to go and train new players, people who are interested in being skirmish commanders. One of the things we did on our last Jeff deployment, which was a lot of fun, is just throwing Typhoon fleets at everything that moved. And even if you were a completely new player and you're like, hey, I really, really like to see if I can FC, we would be like, here's a Typhoon, like, fight crime, have fun. And we're going to have something like that lined up for this one, too. So there is going to be, like, cool, sexy Sacrilege Doctrine things we're doing, but there's also going to be a smoke 'em if you got 'em. You want to learn how to FC, here's a bunch of this particular type of ship, and just mash it into the bad guys, and if you lose it, who gives a shit? So Jeff deployments are a wonderful opportunity for people who are like FC curious to like dabble in being a skirmish commander and see if they enjoy it, and not have to worry about people being mad about them like losing a fleet in the process, because we are designing these things, not the sacrileges, but the other, like the skirmish commander line doctrine we're going to use on this is smoke them if you got them. I'm not going to take sides on squads, Kassan. Because if I had to take sides, at some point somebody would ask me to reveal the Delta Squad secret, which I will never do. So it's important to maintain our silence. Okay, so let's see. This is one of those things where, like, Mirana wants to go have a meeting, and I'm like, okay, I need to answer questions, but I don't really see too many questions. Okay, so here's another thing. We have Vegas in October. I think that, you know, I should assume that we're still going to do Vegas. Like, October might as well be a century away as far as the pandemic crap goes. But it's so far in the future, it also means that it's impossible to predict what's going to happen. I am still assuming that we are doing Vegas, and if that means that I have to wear, like, my Mad Max P100 respirator in order to get out there by October, I'm just not going to give a shit. I'm just going to be like, fuck it. Which is not healthy and not sensible, but you don't go to Vegas to be healthy and sensible. So, there you go. If you're interested in joining Jeff, if you have no idea what Jeff is, or you're just looking out, thank you, John Hartley, for linking that. I was also highly amused to discover that despite my screaming about communism and Bernie Sanders on Twitter on Stop, that Omeka Gold considers to me to be alt-right, which is kind of funny.
To be fair, I did see you turn. I did see you turn the frogs gay. So,
to be fair, all right. Let's see what else we got. Sorry, guys. I did a lot of weed last night, so I had a bit of a weed hangover, which means I'm even sillier than usual. I got a 3440 by 1440, whatever, fancy ultrawide monitor, and have been staring at my, like, it's pretty enough to make me, like, stare at my Titan and 1DQ1, which is almost never happens, actually. But Eve is now pretty enough that I'm like, ooh, because I was playing on these really shitty ancient monitors. And I'm like, oh, wow, this looks really badass. Be very dangerous if I end up like actively playing Eve as opposed to just like metagaming and politicking constantly. Alrighty, let's see. So yeah, just again, I want to like close the loop on the Vegas stuff. So as you guys know, Hyper Viper has gone through the effort of like securing us a block of rooms for Vegas before all the pandemic stuff happened. And Vegas is in October. And the official policy of the state is that we are going to assume that Vegas is going to happen and plan accordingly. So even if that means like road tripping, like if you don't want, like I will probably road trip to Vegas with my girlfriend because it'll be fun to like go see the mountains and stuff going from Wisconsin to Vegas. It'll be like 2 days, but you know, you can get there and you don't actually have to be on an airplane to do it. And like driving around is perfectly safe. You don't have to worry about catching the plague if you stay in your car and are sensible. So whatevs. What happens if we get DDoSed while on a jet? Now, that is a really good question. Thank you for asking. Well, we, the other guys will also be getting DDoSed in the process. We are pretty used to getting DDoSed, and we shoot the bad guys. That's what we do. One of the nice things about a Jeff deployment is that because we are creating like skirmish commander level doctrines that are designed to just be, you know, crunch all you want, we'll make more, and the fact that we're rich as shit means that, like, oh, gee, like we have a fleet out and maybe we lose it because it gets DDoSed. Well, we'll be back moments later with another one when things like clear up.
We got DDoSed during X47. Like it happens sometimes.
All right, Taya. In a way, it's surprising that I have a girlfriend. All right, let's see what else we got, guys. I think that's going to be about it, actually. I think we're in good shape. So thanks for coming, guys. We are having a quicker fireside this week because there's like meetings and planning and everybody's got a lot of work. So make sure you've got Sacrileges ready to go. We will probably tweak the fit. There's going to be announcements. Join Jeff if you haven't yet. And the meta show will start in about 40 minutes. It's going to be J-Amazingness, Villy, myself, and Brisk. And we will be having sort of a casual Saturday where we shoot the shit and probably talk smack about Omeka. Thanks for coming. And yeah, let's gear up for war, guys.